WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Across from me right now in the WNRN studios is Susan Greenbaum. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad that you're back in the WNRN studios.
We're so glad to be here. We listen every day in Richmond, and we're just eternally grateful for the station and its music programming. It's wonderful.
Well, I had the pleasure of seeing you open for Patty Larkin, which was nice to see you there. And how often do you get to Charlottesville to play?
As often as I am allowed to play here. Really every couple months, and we got to keep Gravity Lounge alive so that we can keep wonderful artists like Patty Larkin coming here. And But I'll play on a street corner. I'll play anywhere. My first gig here was at a Starbucks, so wherever it takes.
Well, where are the places that you like to play in Richmond?
We play a lot at a place called Ashland Coffee and Tea, which is just about 15 miles north of Richmond, and we also play at Babe's in Carytown, and all over the place, really, in different, honestly, in different parks for during the summer season. Obviously, today would not be a good day for a park performance.
Right, and as we all know, that fine performance at Obama's inauguration was taped in advance because it was too cold to play outside with those instruments.
Absolutely.
And so I'm sure the same would be for yours as well.
Right, but my record cold weather performance was playing at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden during the holiday season for their Garden Festival of Lights, and it was 14 degrees.
Wow.
And it didn't last for very many songs, as you can imagine.
No.
Couldn't feel my fingers.
Well, but also, just I imagine your instrument was getting more and more out of tune every second.
Oh, completely. And that almost didn't matter because what I was hitting on the strings was in no way representative of what the notes were supposed to be. It was pretty rough.
Susan Greenbaum is my guest this morning. So let's talk about what's going on Sunday, because I know this is something that we talked about last time around as something that you did, but we weren't kind of gearing up for that event. This time we are, which is your tribute to Carole King. And what exactly is going to be happening there? You're going to be playing the whole Tapestry album?
That's right. I'm bringing my wonderful band with me Sunday night, and it's an early night. We start at 7, so plenty of time to come see the show and be home and at your regular bedtime for work the next day or school. We are going to perform Carole King's masterpiece, I consider it a masterpiece, Tapestry, in its entirety, start to finish, in a very true representation of all the songs, and we would just love to have everybody come relive these great songs with us. It's been we're going to do some originals at the very beginning of the show, but then we'll kick into Tapestry really, really quickly. So we'd love to have everybody come, and we hear lots of great stories from people whenever we do this show about when they bought Tapestry, how many copies they own, how they have, you know, they've graduated to CD, and now it's on their iPod, and just what the songs mean to them, and memories that the songs bring up. So it's a great wonderful show to do. We love playing it. We love all the songs, and they sound just as fresh today as they did when the record came out in 1971.
Well, let's hear something from you. We're going to start off with a Carole King song this morning.
Sure thing.
Okay, Susan Greenbaum on WNRN.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. It doesn't help to know that you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you and there you stood. Yeah.
close to you, but you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my. Nothing else to do but close my mind. I sure hope the road don't come to own me. There's so many dreams I've yet to find. But you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay?
Listening to Acoustic Sunrise on WNRN. My guest this morning is Susan Greenbaum. She also has her friend Chris Parker here playing percussion. And tell us a little bit about the band. I imagine Chris will be there.
Chris will be playing a full drum kit and the conga simultaneously at some points, which is pretty interesting to see. We'll also have Lucy Kilpatrick, who will be playing piano and keyboards for the evening. And Lucy's fantastic. And we're lucky enough to have a wonderful baby grand piano that's going to be on the Gravity Lounge stage. So we'll gleefully use that, and I have forgotten the name of the wonderful company that's loaning the piano to the club. So I'll think of that and talk about that later. We also have Ed Drake on lead guitar and Mike Drake, his brother, coincidentally, on bass guitar. And it's a full sound. We really do a great job of reproducing the songs very much like you hear them on the recording.
Well, we're going to tap your knowledge of Carole King here for a minute. How old was she when she put out Tapestry? I know she was a really precocious young gal, writing hit songs when she was a teenager, and she was like part of a kind of a group of teenagers that were being tapped, you know, and they would like come on. It was like their after school program,
right,
to come write hit songs.
Right. She grew up in Queens and actually went to high school with Neil Sedaka. And his very first hit, he was also a prodigy, and his very first hit was called "O Carol," and it was for her. And she wrote a response called "O Neil," which was not a hit. Not even on St. Patrick's Day. And I let's see, if I can do my math quickly, she's turning 67 on Monday, in fact, on February 9th. So that would be, and it was 48 years ago, so it would be whatever 67 minus 48 is that this album came out. Yeah, she was just incredibly young. And the people who play on the album are fabulous. Danny Korchmer, who's a mainstay guitarist on the scene and certainly was at that time. James Taylor plays, he's all over this recording. Joni Mitchell makes a vocal appearance on Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow with James Taylor, but they don't identify themselves as James Taylor and Joni Mitchell. They call themselves the Taylor Mitchell Chorus in the liner notes. And it's really, really fun to listen intently to this recording the whole way through, as we've done literally hundreds of times so that we can get it right. Because you hear things that you wouldn't normally hear, and you can almost hear them sort of giggling at times. I think they were having a really good time when they made this record.
who produced it?
Lou Adler, a guy named Lou Adler. And he had what someone refers to is a very light touch in terms of production, because he really just let the musicians do their thing, even sometimes putting to tape mistakes. There are a few really minor, but and tiny mistakes that you can hear if you are obsessive about listening to it the way we've been, so that we can play it for everybody. We don't include the mistakes, though, hopefully, when we perform it.
Well, tell us when you started doing this Tapestry tribute.
I think we did it in October of 2006 at Ashland Coffee and Tea, and we didn't know how it would go. We had no idea how people would respond. The show, we did not sell advance tickets to that. The club decided not to do that for that show, and we had a line out the door of the club and had to turn away a couple hundred people. It was really shocking, and that demonstrated to us that other people love these songs as much as we do, and other people recognize. Well, obviously the album has sold 22 million copies, so obviously lots of people recognize what a masterpiece it is. And so we knew then we would have to keep doing it, and we've since performed it all over the state, and the response is always the same. So we really hope folks will come out Sunday night. It's supposed to be great weather. You can hang out on the mall all day long and come down at 7 o'clock and listen to the show, and we'd love to see you there.
Susan Greenbaum is my guest this morning, and she and her band will be performing Carole King's Tapestry album in its entirety from start to finish on Sunday night. And how about if you give us another tune, whether it be from Carole King or your own?
Sure. This is another song from Tapestry, and one of the interesting things about the record is that you'll probably recognize, as a listener, almost every single song. You'll probably know it. And you may not know it from Carole King's version, because so many people had hits with these songs, but this one was made very famous by the Shirelles, so we hope you enjoy it.
Where you lead, I will follow.
WNRN. You're listening to Acoustic Sunrise. Susan Grunbaum playing some Carole King songs for us this morning and getting us ready for she and her band coming to the Gravy Lounge Sunday night and playing Carole King's Tapestry album in its entirety from start to finish. Well, I think that one of the things that intrigues me about Carole King, not only about this child prodigy thing that, you know, obviously happened, but just, you know, how many hits that she rendered that she didn't even, you know, really take to the microphone herself. Didn't she do a Monkees hit? And
yes.
There were lots of other songs that, like, you would never, or at least unless you are looking at it, you'd never associate them with Carole King, but she wrote them.
Absolutely. She, well, and that's another, that, as I say, that's another great thing about this recording is that you get to hear the songs from the source. James Taylor had his only number one hit with You've Got a Friend, but he didn't write it. Carole King wrote it. She also did write, in fact, Pleasant Valley Sunday, which the Monkees had a huge hit with, and which is quite a social commentary when you listen to the lyrics. And we will be doing that also on Sunday night. We'll be doing Pleasant Valley Sunday. She wrote a song called Chains that the Beatles did. She wrote, I'm trying to think now, she wrote a song that, she wrote a song that was maybe not such a big hit called You Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. So imagine, slightly politically incorrect today, but she really is just an incredible songwriter, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a songwriter, but not as a performer, which I hope will change. I hope someone will come to their senses sometime, because she's also a great performer. But she's someone really to look up to, and that I think, as a songwriter myself, I really look to her, especially because she writes in all kinds of styles. She writes in bluesy styles. She has a tune called Way Over Yonder that's on Tapestry that's really a gospel-flavored song. She writes just straight-ahead pop tunes. I mean, it doesn't get any more pop than Pleasant Valley Sunday, and she's just wonderful. So,
but Susan, of course, is a songwriter in her own right. I have three of your discs right here in studio, but how many have you put out overall?
Four total.
Four
and
total.
We're hoping to do the fifth this year.
Well, actually, the fourth one's the holiday one.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So I do have that, but that's in the holiday section.
Right. Not necessary in February.
Indeed, unless you're, of course, getting ready for Valentine's Day.
Right, right. There are some lovey things on there, and it's there are several cold weather songs on there that have nothing to do with Christmas or Hanukkah, so...
That's all right. Actually, I think maybe one of the times you came in was to talk about that holiday record, or at least we did.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Even if I wasn't here, I appreciate that you
no,
talked
no,
about
but,
it.
No, but I'm sure when you came in last time,
yes.
maybe you were getting ready to release it.
Yes, that's exactly right. Oh, and also because we had the video that went with it. I remember we discussed that. We have a video on YouTube that is very funny and silly that Chris Parker created and produced, and it's hilarious. So if you go to YouTube and search Susan Grunbaum, you can look for You Are My Holiday, and it's very funny at any time of year. And I thought of another song that Carole King wrote that was a big hit, which is Up on a Roof. She wrote Up on a Roof, which was a hit, I think, for the Drifters first and then for James Taylor. So there's another.
And the last one on the...
Oh, of course, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, which was a big hit for Aretha Franklin, who did sing live at the inauguration.
Yes, she did. She did. With that great hat.
Yeah, I think that's how she was warm enough. I think the hat was the key, really.
Well, hopefully she had a you know something around her throat up to the point where she took the stage because that was a cold day, but a joyful one for, I think, most people anyway. Well, how about if you give us an original tune this morning since we have you here?
Absolutely. This is a kind of a bluesy tune. We heard a little Susan Tedeschi earlier, and I love her. And this is a song called Little Bit of Naughty. And Susan Tedeschi, if you're listening, you're welcome to cover this anytime you want. Or Bonnie's good too. We'd love to have Bonnie cover this. Ooh, that doesn't sound good at all. All right.
You roll
WNRN. Susan Greenbaum, Chris Parker in the WNRN studio, and they are going to be there at the Gravity Lounge Sunday night as part of course, Susan Greenbaum's band, and they're going to be doing Carole King's Tapestry album in its entirety, also a few other Carole King tunes, and Susan will also play some of her original music as well at the Gravity Lounge, and we're going to have some tickets to that show. Well, Susan, always a pleasure to have you here.
And always a joy to be with you, and always a joy to listen to you every single day.
Well, I'm glad that we've been hearing lots of good things from our Richmond listeners, and it seems to be growing every day. So I thank you for spreading the word in your own way about WNRN in Richmond. So it's been great to hear all the positive feedback.
Well, thank you very much for keeping excellent original and new music alive on the airwaves, because it's tougher and tougher to find. And I tell everyone in Richmond, listen, there's this great station. Come on, it's 103.1 in Richmond, and and the frequency is getting better. You'll be happy to know. So
good, excellent. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great turnout. And I'm sure that no matter what happens, it's going to be a fun time, because it is a great album.
Right, every song. And I don't know if I should list the songs. Should I say some of the songs?
Yeah, sure.
Time?
Go ahead.
The first song is I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet, then So Far Away. It's Too Late, which was a humongous hit for Carole King and won the Grammy in 72 for Best Song. And also Where You Lead, I Will Follow. You've Got a Friend. Smackwater Jack, which a lot of people really love. You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. It requires a lot. It requires a lot from my band, and I have to reassure everyone that my band members are all fabulous instrumentalists, as opposed to my lackluster guitar performance this morning. I apologize, my cold fingers, but they're really great, and we do a great job, if I do say so myself. I was sort of enjoying listening last night. We were having rehearsal, and I was just loving listening to my band. So I hope everybody will come out and love listening to them too.
Excellent. Well, thanks also to Chris for coming in this morning.